history in Holland, a little latitude in hockey, and remembering Michigan's first pitching legend. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard. Hi again, everybody. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. It's not often a record-setting performance is capped with a clutch game-winning shot, but Holland's Demetrius Lake did just that in keeping his Holland High boys basketball team on top of the OK Green standings last Friday, burying a three-pointer as time expired in a 69-68 win over Zeeland West. Lake's 50-point outburst set a new school record, previously set by Roy Matt back in 1960, and it came after the Ducks had taken a two-point lead on a free throw with 4.5 seconds left. Greg Chandler of MHSAA Network affiliate WHTC in Holland picks it up from there.
Here comes Lake. 3 seconds left. 2 seconds left. Lake for three. Yes! 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 Ducks win! Ducks win! Demetrius Lake hits an off-balance 30-footer at the buzzer, and the Ducks win it!
Holland is now 6-2 on the season and 2-0 in the OK Green, tied with Byron Center. Our Michigan Army National Guard Performer of the Week is Heartland senior wrestler Sage Castillo, who went 4-0 last week and had a pin in a big win over second-ranked Davison. You can read more about that on the second half page of the MHSAA website. And our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to Jen Hinka of Posen and Anissa Wims of Hazlitt, who each scored 24 points last Friday in girls basketball action. Hinka to keep the Vikings perfect with a win over Gray Sim, and Williams led her Vikings to a win over DeWitt to force a tie for the lead in the CAAC Red. Are you fueling properly? Most student-athletes should eat every 3 to 4 hours. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
The Michigan National Guard can help you complete your education. Now, when you sign up part-time with the Guard, you'll get additional tuition assistance from the state to cover any educational fees that may not be covered by the federal benefit. As a result, you can go for that certificate or associate's degree or finally get your bachelor's, master's, or professional degree. Learn more about the benefits that come with serving part-time with the Michigan Guard at NationalGuard.com. Benefits subject to change.
The Michigan Army National Guard is a proud sponsor of the MHSAA.
Our weekly Be the Referee segment will help you better understand the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
Like all contact and collision sports, ice hockey is reviewing all playing rules with an emphasis and focus on increased player safety. In the past, many penalties had the option for either a 2-minute minor penalty or 5-minute major. Penalties such as cross-checking, elbowing, goalkeeper contact, slashing, tripping, and roughing. These penalties now include the option for the official to add a game disqualification to that penalty. By allowing officials the discretion to add a game disqualification to these very dangerous plays, it will keep every single skater on the ice as safe as possible playing the great game of hockey.
Thanks, Mark. You can be a referee. Go online now to MHSAA.com to register. I spent last weekend in Indianapolis meeting with my counterparts from other state high school associations around the country to screen the nominees for induction into this year's National High School Sports Hall of Fame. Michigan has a nominee this year in the athlete category, Ken Beardsley from Vermontville High School. Right after World War II, Beardsley emerged as one of high school baseball's original pitching aces. In 3 seasons, he averaged 18 strikeouts per game while posting a 24-1 record with 8 no-hitters and 2 perfect games. His career strikeout average and his senior year strikeout average of 19 per game are still national high school records. A back injury derailed his promising professional pitching career with the New York Yankees when he was one step away from the show playing in the International League. As I evaluated Beardsley's competition in the athlete category, most really made names for themselves for what they did after high school. And unfortunately, it's hard for some people to sort that out, because how could a household name in college or professional sports not make it into a high school sports hall of fame? But I had Beardsley ahead of the likes of Shaquille O'Neal, Marlon Briscoe, William the Refrigerator Perry, and Steve Spurrier based on his high school athletic achievements and records, which have stood the test of time for over 65 years. So hopefully, Ken Beardsley will be inducted this summer into the National High School Sports Hall of Fame alongside our other athletes from Michigan, Brad Van Pelt from Owosso, Jim Johnson from Bloomfield Hills, and perhaps the greatest one of all time in our state, the Fenville Flash, Richie Jordan. Stay tuned. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.